The coveted River Barge contract is a 10-year, $100 million deal. The winner, by council approval, was Go Rio San Antonio. It's jointly owned by Houston-based Landry's Restaurants, local restaurateur Lisa Wong of Rosario's, and Via board chair Hope Andrade. Andrade says the company will protect the history and culture of the Riverwalk.
It's a great time also for all businesses that San Antonio has proven that it's welcome, it's open for business, for businesses of all sizes.
The proposal process drew controversy in February. Mayor Ivy Taylor spiked the process when Phil Hardberger lobbied for San Antonio River Cruises without being a registered lobbyist. That company is owned by Chicago-based Entertainment Cruises. It placed first in the first round of scoring, but lost by just 1 point to Go Rio this time. Entertainment Cruises CEO Kenneth Swenson says he's disappointed in the outcome.
I think it was an extraordinary opportunity for the city to pick an extraordinary operator, but I also respect the process.
His company was recommended by city staff based on the quality of the proposal. Go Rio had gained its scoring edge by being a local, small, minority, and women-owned business. Mayor Ivy Taylor says she did not want to disregard that.
Because that is the policy that we've adopted as a council, and I had no reason to believe that Go Rio would not provide wonderful service for our community.
District 8 Councilman Ron Nirenberg was the only dissenting vote. He favored the Chicago-based company. In a written statement after the vote, Nirenberg said it's shameful that politics won over public interest. He says, quote, "Twice a transparent and fair process selected the best company, and twice Mayor Taylor intervened to rig the process in favor of a political ally," end quote. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.